Welcome to Transformation Secrets, the fitness and health podcast, where it doesn't matter if you're a beginner or an expert. I'll be sharing the secrets that will transform your entire life because we know if you want to get ahead in life, it starts with your health. Now, before we begin, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Let's get started. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Transformation Secrets. Happy Monday, the first Monday after Thanksgiving. So I'm sure if you're anything like me, you ate a lot on Thanksgiving, but didn't stop there. We probably ate a lot on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think I even personally had about 5 donuts yesterday. Feel pretty gross today, but hey, it's all good, right? We live for balance, and unless you have some kind of big health issue, it's okay to go all out once or twice a year, right? As long as you keep it within those time frames. But as you can see, the main thing today is, have you ever said, I eat really healthy or I don't eat that much? Why am I not losing weight? And I bring this up because this is probably the biggest thing that one of the most used phrases that people tell us when they start a new program. Like, I'll be sitting someone who across from me who's 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 50 pounds overweight, and they go on to tell me like, oh, I don't need help with the nutrition part. I eat healthy, but I can't lose the weight. Which, as you know, like when you say it out loud, it just does not make sense because weight loss has everything to do with nutrition. And so what I'm going to cover is why eating healthy is not enough. Yes, you may be eating healthy, whatever healthy means, right? Whatever the society that you follow means healthy. Maybe you do eat fruits. Maybe you do eat vegetables. Maybe you eat chicken and fish or whatever it may be. Maybe you're vegan. It doesn't really matter, but maybe you are eating healthy, but it doesn't correlate with the weight loss that you're seeing. And the reason for this is because if you think about it like this, let's say you want to drive from here to, I don't know, New York. Or if you're in New York, let's say you want to go to California. And let's say you want to get there, but you don't look at a map. You don't look at anything. You don't plan your thing. You just literally just get in your car and start driving, hoping to reach your destination. What's going to happen? Absolutely nothing, right? Will you get there? Maybe, but it's probably going to take twice as long, 3 times as long, maybe 10 times as long if you ever get there. And the reason is because you have no data of where you're at and where you're headed. And this is how a lot of people, most people, go about their nutrition plans. They say, all right, I want to lose 50 pounds. And so what happens is they start eating healthy. They get rid of soda. They say they get rid of sugar, which, side note, if you truly ever get rid of sugar, you'll know it because you'll have like the biggest headaches and you'll feel like you're detoxed, like if you were a drug addict detoxing for a few days, from what I've heard, for those who truly like get rid of sugar. And what happens is they just kind of go at it blindly. Like, all right, I'm eating better. I'm doing this stuff. I got rid of this stuff. But there, again, there's absolutely no direction on where they're at, where they're headed. And so on and so forth. So the best way to lose the weight, if you truly want to lose the weight, is you have to find out where you're at. So here's some simple steps just to know exactly where you're at. So weight loss, it all comes down to calories, right? There's no secret about it. It has nothing to do with your exercise. It has nothing to do with anything. It's how many calories do you eat and how many calories does your specific body need to lose weight, to gain weight, whatever it may be. So even if you're eating tons and tons of healthy food, your calories may be all over the place. So it doesn't matter. Even if you eat nothing but apples all day, if you have 2,000, 3,000 calories worth of apples, you're probably going to gain weight. Or if you eat 1,200, 1,300, 1,400, 1,500, again, it's different for everybody, then you may actually lose weight. And then when it comes to toning up your body, that's when it comes in the macronutrients, making sure you have enough protein, make sure you have the nice balance of fat versus carbs, and all of that stuff as well. But I'm not going to go into depth with that. I just want to make sure that you know how to lose weight properly and just get started off the right way. So the first thing you want to do is choose a way that you plan on eating the rest of your life, right? So if you say, I want to lose 20 pounds and you want to, and you just get rid of carbs to do that, only do that if you plan on not eating carbs the rest of your life. That's the only reason why you should ever go on a keto or low carb diet, is if you don't ever plan on eating carbs the rest of your life. Because what happens is you're going to lose the weight and then start eating carbs again. But you never created a good relationship with carbs, and you never learned how to eat carbs properly, so you're just going to keep gaining that weight back. And so what you need to do is find a way that you're going to eat the rest of your life, eat however you want to eat, and then every single time you eat, at least for the first week, it's probably, you should do this for at least 3 months, is weigh your food and then plug it into a free app called MyFitnessPal. And what that's going to do is it's going to tell you exactly how many calories you're eating every single day. And then what you need to do is find the averages and just start, and then start being consistent. So like, for example, if let's say on one day you eat 1200, the next day you eat 2000, the next day you eat 1300, the next day you eat 800, the next day you eat 1500, right? And that's pretty normal. That's what everyone's looks like the first week. Find the average. So let's say, okay, 1500 calories is on average what I ate throughout the whole week. Now eat 1500 calories every day. And what you're gonna find out is you're gonna find out if you lose weight on 1500 calories, or you're gonna find out if you gain weight on 1500 calories. So you know how to adjust it based on the results that you want. And that's what you have to do to find out where you're at and exactly how much you're eating. Or else you're just gonna keep going at it blind. And if you do lose weight, you honestly have no idea why you lost weight. If you gain weight, you don't know why you gained weight. You just blame it on bad foods you ate, which again, you could eat pizza every single meal of the day and still lose weight. It's just staying within the calories, right? You're not gonna feel great, but you could lose weight doing with that. So that is the very first steps to do, if just to give yourself a map on where you're at and where you want to go. All right. So if you have any questions about it, please comment down below. What's up, Virgie? And let us know what questions you have, and we'll answer them for you. And for those of you, if this is your first time, if you've never joined one of our programs, or if it's been a while since you've been in our program, I have a link up there for the Cyber Monday. So you get our number one program. It's 99% off, where you're going to get new workouts every single day. There's nutrition plans, all that stuff. Plus, the big thing is you get our next money challenge for free. So you could win up to 1,000. Right now, I think the pot's at $500. And you could enter that for free, where you get a coach that will guide you along the way. So yes, the challenge is great, but the main thing is you're going to learn how to eat properly and how to get the results that you want. All right, guys, have a wonderful day. Happy Monday. Peace. So much for listening to Transformation Secrets. My goal is always to leave you with more value than what you started listening with. And if that is true for you today, go ahead and take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram, Luke A. Rangel, or whatever social media of your choice. And if you would like some extra free help, you could go to transformationsecretspodcast.com. Again, that's transformationsecretspodcast.com. I'm constantly putting extra freebies on there. And as always, just remember, you're only one decision away from changing your life.